Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Today on the Paracast, we introduce a gentleman whom I've known for many years, but he's never been on the Paracast, but he's been studying a lot of interesting subjects that we'll get into, including ancient Egypt. All those various temples and pyramids, and what the implications are. Now, this can take us to a wide range of things, such as the legends of Atlantis, etc., etc. But I should point out here is that when you look at his background, you know, this guy is a naval intelligence officer, had top secret clearances, am I correct?
Beyond that.
Well, beyond top secret. Okay. So what led you in your quest, Dr. Tom, to go into ancient history?
Let me give you an overview. I grew up in the projects of Buffalo, New York. I was born in 46. I'm 78 now. We were a working class family. Nobody ever went to college. I was the world's worst student. I used to fail 4 out of 5 subjects in high school. So I have a bachelor's, a master's, a doctorate, and a GED. I hated school. It wasn't until I went in the military till I woke up. And I discovered one day, standing in the rain in basic training, an officer driving by me in a Porsche. I'm soaked to the gills going to KP at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's driving by in a Porsche. And I said to the guy next to me in ranks, "What do you got to do to be an officer?" He goes, "You need a degree." I said, "I'm going to get me one if this will work." How stupid I was. So I became an air traffic controller in the Air Force in 64. They sent me overseas and I started taking college courses. Now, one of the themes that I'd like to share with a lot of people hear the word, they're familiar with the word, but it's synchronicity. It's meaningful coincidence. And what it appears to do is that it involves the deepest level of our unconscious, which is the conscious mind of our soul. And it interacts with what's called the Akashic field and affect the mind of God. We're not aware of this consciously, but the interconnection is certainly there. So in my case, when I got overseas, I was stationed in France, Evreux Air Force Base. And a fellow was 4 years older than me. He became my mentor. His name was Bob Pickett. A really sweet guy who was really burdened with suicidal tendencies because he was homosexual. Well, the second college course I ever took was a course in abnormal psychology. And the professor taught us a really basic introductory form of hypnosis. So Pickett was a curious guy, and I got back to the barracks at 9 p.m., and he says, "What'd you learn tonight?" And I said, I viewed school still as just BS, but I wanted a degree. So I said, just some hypnosis BS. He goes, "Oh, you got to hypnotize me." I said, "Come on, baby, that's school, you know, baloney." He says, no, "I've been hypnotized before. You got to hypnotize me." I said, "All right," because he was my mentor and my friend. So he laid down. I am a diplomat level 1 in hypnosis, American Psychological Association. It's called the Society for Clinical and Experimental Hypnosis. I was certified in 96. But this was in 65. So I hypnotized him, and I was sewing a button on my program. He went under faster than anybody. I've hypnotized hundreds of people. He went under faster than anybody ever. And I'm doubting Thomas. So I'm taking him back. I said, "What do I ask him?" I said, "What'd you get for your 10th birthday?" 9th, 8th, 7th. And he tells me. 6th, 5th, 4th, and I'm saying, he's, you know, my nature is doubting. So I said, I wonder if he's really asleep. I wonder if he's making us up. So what I told him is, on the count of three, I ask you to keep in the background synchronicity, because that's the operative mechanism of the universe, not causation. There are no accidents. And this was a prod from the universe, apparently, because there can't be any proof. It's beyond the domain of proving, but it exists. So I told him his hand, on the count of three, his hand was going to be totally numb. Now, his eyes are closed. And I told him, one, two, three. And I took the needle that I was sewing a button on my fatigue shirt, and I stabbed him in his hand, on a fat part of the palm of his hand. He didn't budge. And I'm aghast. So I said, well, what I do now? What'd you get for your third birthday, second birthday, first birthday? I said, and he tells me. And I said, can you remember anything? Now, remember, I was raised Roman Catholic, but at this time, I was an agnostic. I had no belief in anything. All I wanted was a college degree. So I said to him, can you remember being born? He tells me. Can you remember being in your mother's womb? And he tells me of a conversation between his mother's sister, his aunt, about the baby and being in the womb. Now, in psychology, this is called cognitive dissonance. I mean, my brain is exploding. This can't possibly be. But I next asked him, I said, can you remember anything before you were in your mother's womb? And all I'm thinking is, because I was raised Roman Catholic, and up on top of the ceiling of the church were these cherubim, these fat, chubby little angels with wings. And all I could think of is that Bob Pickett is going to say to me, I was a fat, chubby little angel, and God sent me down here. Here's what he said to me. But before I tell you what he said to me, we were in France. There were two people in our squadron that spoke perfect idiomatic French. One guy's name was Simon Gorloff. He was raised in Belgium. He had interpreter's degrees in five languages, and I made him an air traffic controller. I was stupid. But he spoke perfect French. He grew up there in Belgium. The other guy was Bob Pickett. He spoke perfect French when we went downtown. Here's what he said to me next. He said, I was a minor functionary in the court of Louis XVI. And he starts telling me about a lifetime in the court of Louis XVI. I couldn't handle anymore. So I finally woke him up. He wakes up. I said, Pickett, we call each other by our last name. I said, do you remember what he told me? He goes, you're my best friend. My hand hurts. You stabbed me in the hand. You took advantage of me. I said, Bob, I'm sorry, but I got to tell you what went on. He would never let me hypnotize him again. He denied it. He went on a tear hypnotizing all kinds of guys in the military. And telling me over and over and that they lived before. Now, for me, I thought you were a frog on reincarnation. I had zero idea. And one guy, Terry Tully was his name. No, that wasn't Terry. It was another guy. He told me about an experience being in the Donner Party. I didn't have a clue. He didn't name it the Donner Party. He just said I was 5 years old and we were late getting out and we froze in the mountains. And they were eating each other, but it's okay. I'm out of my body now. I've had all kinds of people tell me all kinds of things. So that piqued my interest, but I didn't have any foundation. Well, as time went on, synchronicity, we got thrown out of France by de Gaulle, Charles de Gaulle. And I went to Germany, and there's this guy, he's about 6'7". He had red hair. And he gave me a book called, at first he gave me some pamphlets about Edgar Cayce. And I said, nah, this is a crock. But then he gave me a book called There is a River. And I read that book 3 times in 3 days, and I said, wait a minute. There is more than my Catholic upbringing that's going on. That's what started this.
Whoa, what a story. Now, when you talk about the possibility of reincarnation, I think of that book they used to talk about many years ago on the Long John Neville show called The Search for Bridie Murphy. But we're looking into the lifelong quest for knowledge from Dr. Thomas Lawson, or as we like to call him, Dr. Tom. And this is going to be a fascinating journey. And we're going to go not just to a previous life, but way back through time and try to understand what happened then and what it means now with Dr. Tom, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Dr. Tom, so you are able to hypnotize these people and have them recall, I guess, past lives. But just a point of order here, do you think there is anything in the way you tried to regress them that might have made them invent something? Or are these things that could be factually determined?
Good question. Anything is possible. However, I knew nothing about reincarnation. I thought you were a frog or a monkey or something. And let me give you an example. Let's pull back a little and let's look at the idea. And I'd like to offer you guys a paradigm is a worldview. I'd like to offer you a worldview in order to be able to set the stage. There are two different levels, apparently. There's many levels, but conscious-wise, it's divided between the East and the West of souls coming into the Earth. The West views time as linear. It's a river that flows, never comes back. The West used to accept and believe in reincarnation. As a matter of fact, I have had the good fortune to have met and had discussions with esoteric rabbis, Hasidic rabbis. All Hasidic rabbis believe in reincarnation. All Hasidim teach reincarnation. But they don't give it to the vast majority of people because the people are so rational and conscious that they not only don't know, but they don't have an interest to know. But in the East, the mindset is totally different. The East is circular. Time is circular. So in the West, it rejected reincarnation because of power, even though it was absolutely widely taught in Judaism, and Christ also taught it. If you guys want, I'll talk a little bit about it before. If you look in Matthew 11 and Matthew 17, Jesus flat out tells his disciples that John the Baptist was Elijah. Elijah beheaded the priests of Baal. What happened to John the Baptist? He was beheaded. In the East, the idea is like Buddha said, what attunement is about, which is meditation, it will stop 10,000 lifetimes. Now, let me give you another example. There's a book that you might be interested in. I don't know if I ever sent it to you, Gene. It's called Many Lives, Many Masters. And it's a story by Dr. Brian Weiss. He's a psychiatrist. And he was living in Boston. He was an only child. His father's name was Alvin. His conscious name was Alvin. But his secret Hebrew name that only two other people besides him and the world knew about. And that name was Avram. And he had a client, like I've had clients, that he had moved his son. He had a son that died at age two weeks. And Dr. Weiss decided that he was going to move to Miami. And he had a client that he was working with that had depression, so he used hypnosis. And the way he was taught and the way I initially was taught with Freudian psychology is that existence and consciousness begins at birth. It's called tabula rasa, a clean slate. Yet Rabbi Weiss, he was a secular humanist atheist, and two other friends of mine that were rabbis, Rabbi Yonasan Gershom and Rabbi Herbert Weiner, both of them said to me, 85% of all Jews have no clue of esoteric Judaism. The other 15% know but don't say. And if you look up Rabbi Gleverson on YouTube, it says, here's why we don't publicly teach reincarnation. And the reason why is, to be quite frank with you, you've got to be willing to open up. It's not for simple souls. It's for souls that are awakening and they're sensing from their unconscious, from their soul mind, they're sensing there's more to this interplay of who am I, why am I here, where am I going, and to be able to understand. So what Brian Weiss does, and it's in his book, Many Lives, Many Masters, I encourage you to read it, a mind-blowing book. He hypnotizes Catherine, his client, and now again, he had the same lack of awareness that I did when I hypnotized Bob Pickett the first time back in 65. So he hypnotizes her and he age regresses her to age 8, thinking he's got from 8 to 0 tabula rasa to find out the problems that she had with her husband, which was her depression, which is abandonment. That's That's the only issue in any relationship ever. Mother, father, I don't care who it is. It's the issue of abandonment. And under that issue is unconscious self-hatred by the part of us that never wants to return to the divine. It's an arrogance. It's ego. It's easing God out. So he gets a phone call. He says, go back to the place where your problems with your husband started. He answered the phone. He says, I can't talk now. Hangs up. And he says to her, did you go back to the place where your problems with your husband started? And she says, yes. He goes, when was it? And he figures it's going to be with his family, her family, when she was a little kid. And her response was 1847. And he goes, what? She goes, yeah, my problem started 1847 BC. He murdered me. I'm still angry with him. He then says, go to a safe place, which we were all taught. Taught the exact same thing as Society for Clinical and Experimental Hypnosis. And in there, they said, we don't know what hypnosis is, and I'm going to offer you what it is. Hypnosis is putting away the rational egoic mind and letting the soul mind, the unconscious mind, is the conscious mind of the soul. And letting that which has access to the Akashic field, which is everything, which contains every thought, every word, every deed of all time recorded in it. And there's absolute proof of this from the quantum physicists now. She says, yeah, I'm in a safe place. She said, your father. He goes, what? She goes, Avram, your father, he's with us. And he blows her off because that's the standard thing. The ego, in order to protect its isolation from letting go, which all spiritual growth involves death, letting go and let die, my resistance to moving towards what's in Judaism is a genius concept. It's called Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is not really just the Day of Atonement. That's at the exoteric level, the open level. The real level, which is taught in Kabbalah and by Hasidic rabbis, is a process. And everything in the universe is a process. There was Alfred North Whitehead was a philosopher, and he developed process philosophy, and he said, look, I postulate that the only thing that exists is a creative mind that we call God.
We have to break. Yep. We got a lot more with Dr. Tom and Gene. Yep. And Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. forces are helping take down Iranian drones headed towards Israel. On Saturday, Iran began a retaliatory attack after an area near its embassy in Syria was attacked by Israeli forces this week. Iran launching over 100 drones and some intermediate ballistic missiles toward military sites in Israel. Officials say U.S. forces are in the skies above Iraq and have shot down some of the drones. Iran releasing a statement saying their attack on Israel can be deemed concluded. California Democratic Representative Sarah Jacob sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Given this threat from Iran and our strong support of Israel's right to defend itself, we should be doing what we can on defensive weapons, making sure they have enough Iron Dome interceptors, for instance.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We've got great guests here, an old friend of mine, Dr. Tom, and we're exploring lots of things, and I guess to some degree, the frontiers of reality, starting with hypnotic regression, reincarnation, the Akashic Record, and more, and we're going to go back through time in a little while. But I wanted to bring up one thing here in terms of hypnotic regression, Tom, is that a lot of people who claim to have been abducted by aliens undergo some kind of hypnotic process. Have you looked into that at all?
Yeah, it is a purposefully occluded subject because there are many deeper levels to this. And one of them is the alien agenda. That is a rabbit hole that the United States government and virtually all governments, less so in the Russians, but the United States government has ruthlessly suppressed and apparently eliminated people that have given too much information on it.
You're saying that they were disappeared or killed or something?
Look, unless you're there, you know, it's like unless you've never been to China, even if you're in China, how do you know China exists? Facts and the philosophy of logic for science is a commonly accepted hypothesis. It's like, does Atlantis exist? Most people know. Does China exist? Yeah, they accept it as a fact and it's true. How do you really know it exists?
Well, some of us, of course, have been there. I haven't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you believe that it exists. Remember the Matrix?
Well, there you have a simulated reality that people believed in because they had no other reality. They didn't realize they were being manipulated.
Well, if I may, let me offer you this, okay? This is published 6 years ago by Arjun Walla. We can no longer ignore the fact that our beliefs, perceptions, and attitudes, consciousness, create the world. The illusion of matter, our physical material world, isn't really physical at all.
So would we say then, in a rough sense, it's a simulation?
Here's what the best I've been able to find out. And if I may, let me refer you to a book that was my late doctoral chair, Dr. Vela Vanathy, his best friend. They were both from Hungary. This guy's name is Dr. Irvin Laszlo. And he's published about 100 books with the brightest minds, quantum physicists, consciousness researchers in the world. And he's in his 90s now, and he's still publishing 2 books a year. He was amazing. So in 2004, he published a book called Science in the Akashic Field, An Integral Theory of Everything. Deepak Chopra said, the most brilliant, comprehensive, and intellectually satisfying integral theory of everything that I have ever read transcends the wisdom of Darwin, Newton, Einstein, the quantum pioneers, and many other scientific giants of history. So here's what this book is about. He published it in 2004. Dr. Laszlo went back and he started in 1905, the beginning of quantum physics. And in the book, which is an eminently readable book, and he's got an updated second edition to it, he goes through every development of quantum physics, and he shows how they have destroyed the epistemology. That's the philosophical underpinnings and validity of all materialistic science. And what he shows is that everything, I'll just summarize it, every level from the level of wavicles, which Dr. Brian Green, who's a professor of quantum physics and mathematics at Columbia, he talks about wavicles. We now know that wavicles, or all particles, come into existence hundreds of millions of times a second. But not only that, they're instantaneously connected across all time, all space, all domains. Everything is instantly connected to everything else. Now, that's called quantum entanglement or superluminal transmission of information, which at certain levels the materialists still are fighting against, but the evidence is overwhelming. So Dr. Laszlo goes through the book, and this book, and he said, all domains, all universes, all metaverses, all past, all present, all future, all time, all dimensions, all human consciousness, all consciousness of rocks, bottles, I don't care what level it is all instantly connected in what the ancient people of India call the Akasha, meaning the all. The last sentence, it says, this field is teleological. But what does that mean? It has purpose. And what the purpose is to allow humanity, us, its creation also, to use our free will to either reject returning and awakening, which may be part of the UFO process. If you look at Whitley Strieber, all of his books are exactly about that. It is about the evolution of consciousness. So we can either remain self-absorbed and asleep, or we can begin moving towards selflessness. Now, Dr. Laszlo doesn't talk about this, but I found it being a therapist. I offer you this for your consideration. All psychological problems, all crime, all, quote, sin, all evil is selfishness. If you want to Yom Kippur, then you die before you die, as the Sufis say, to your isolation and selflessness. And the only way to do that is to recognize, and this is the last sentence in the book of Science in the Akashic Field, the Akashic Field is the mind of God. God isn't some guy up in the sky. God is the creative forces that we call God, that is everything. And using synchronicity, which our soul minds are connected to, that's how remote viewing works. That's how the Casey readings work. That's of his 45 years and 14 million words and 98% accuracy. It all depends what level of the Akashic field. In other words, how much have you attuned? So what's really going on is we have free will. We were created, and this is in John 10:34, when Jesus says to the disciples, does it not say in your scriptures that ye are gods? Well, those that were asleep were Jews, and I really want to reiterate this. At an esoteric level, the highest level souls to ever enter the earth plane, to incarnate into the earth plane, in the beginning were Jews. That's why Jesus incarnated repeatedly as a Jew, because these souls saw other souls prior were entrapped in the earth, and they tried to come in and help. And they worshiped, they recognized there was only one field, one divine, one God. And these souls became entrapped by themselves. Even though they tried to come in and raise the awareness, and we now know, that if you ever, there's a book called Forbidden History by Cremo and Thompson. People go, they show events and stuff going back tens of millions of years. The Casey reading said souls have been in the earth plane for at least 10 million years, but at much higher vibrations, but then they got drawn down in to the earth plane and then became entrapped.
We're going to get entrapped by our sponsors if we don't persist with a quick break here. Dr. Todd has joined us. This is a most fascinating look into the state of everything. With Dr. Tom, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you love mysteries, you'll love these two books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll learn about the strange beings that can look like us, but are not. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll see the hard evidence of UFOs that has been ignored or even hidden. These books will definitely blow your mind, and both are now available on Amazon.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem. pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, when you say that we are basically moved to a lower plane, are you saying at the core we're pure energy or what?
The way this works, since everything is consciousness, including us, and the difference, we had a prior conversation about animals. The difference, according to the Casey readings, and there is no one in all of history that compares to Casey and has been studied. He's the only, quote, psychic that has ever been capable of being studied scientifically, because for 23 or 24 years, every single one of his self-induced trances or connecting to the Akashic field at a soul level was transcribed. What the Casey reading said is only souls created by the divine, and we were created for companionship to the divine. The divine wants only one thing for us, and that is just like we want our families. We want our families to be full and equal co-creators. If you read John 10:34, he told his disbelieving fellow Jews, he says, does it not say in your scripture, Psalm 82, that ye are God's children of the Most High? But they couldn't understand. They didn't have the knowledge base that I'm offering to you guys for your consideration, that how everything is a hologram. And the hologram is the mind of God, and we are part of that. And here's why. The only thing the divine does is create. That's the only thing it does. That's the only thing you do. It's the only thing I do. The key is we have two spirits in which we can create. The spirits are either selfishness or selflessness. Psychologically, crime-wise, evil, all of those, all psychological problems are self-absorption because I don't have a clue who I am. Because we haven't awakened yet to our deeper reality, which hypnosis allows us to do. And, for example, the most powerful therapy ever developed, and I've been trained in by George and Lee Valiant of Harvard, Dr. Yvonne Agazarian in system-centered therapy, all kinds of psychological therapies. And what I soon discovered was no talk therapy is as effective as a therapy developed by Dr. Stanislav Grof. After he was doing LSD and it was outlawed, he came to the United States, and him and his wife, Christiana, developed a therapy called holotropic breathwork, meaning moving towards wholeness. It is the only therapy in history that has ever been shown to instantaneously transform socio and psychopaths. How does it do this? It does it by giving them a near-death experience and letting them see that they are souls experiencing the earth, and selfishness binds them to return, binds them through karma, which is memory, but it's really the grace of the divine for us to be able to meet ourselves, which is why in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But in the New Testament, the soul who came in as Adam was Melchizedek, was Enoch, was Joseph, Joshua, Jeshua, and finally is Jesus, all Jewish. That's the important part. Jews have got a bad rap, but there's a reason why that is. It's because fallen angels appear to exist. If you read the book of Enoch, it says it flat out. And those souls that rebelled in the beginning came into the earth plane in any way possible. And what they wanted to do was to destroy the ability of us to ever return. So the enslavement and evil that we see in the earth are not Jews. They are what the Casey readings call the sons of Belial. They only worship themselves. They only worship power. They have no regard for themselves, but that's going to end pretty soon.
Wait a minute here. It's going to end pretty soon. Are you predicting some kind of world-changing event or events?
Yeah, but I'd rather cover some other things first. It's all laid out in the Great Pyramid. And that's why it's in the Great Pyramid and the Hall of Records. And you want me to talk about how I got into Egypt?
I definitely want to know about that. But I want to ask one thing here. We think of time, of course, in the West as linear. And the way you're referring to it, it sounds as if we can go to any point in time we want if we know the proper technique. Am I wrong?
You can do that because the divine gave us free will in order for us to be able to create ever closer using Yom Kippur, which is attunement. That's what meditation is about. That's what prayer, that's what kindness is. It all brings us an attunement to the unconditional love expressed by the divine. That's the divine mind, is unconditional love. So we separate ourselves from separateness, but we never learn the lesson, which is why the soul and this whole notion of the Jews killing Jesus, et cetera, is all BS. It is all egoic illusion to keep us asleep from awakening to the presence of the divine. And if you look at the reason Jesus was perfect, his real name wasn't Jesus. It was Yeshua, which is mentioned 256 times in the Old Testament. And it means safety and salvation. That soul, that active aspect of God, risked his very existence to come into the earth plane over 33 lifetimes, according to the Casey readings, in order to move from selfishness to perfect selflessness, not for us to worship him, but to be like him. I am the truth, the light, and the way. Why? Because he was perfectly loving. And as a psychologist, I can say this. There are no selfish, happy people. There is one quality that defines all happy people, and it's gratitude. All happy people live their lives in gratitude, and depending how much Yom Kippur they are, they fall in love with God. And if you ever read anything about Sufism, the whole goal of Sufism is to die before we die and recognize, die to our ego, to our selfishness. And falling in love with God automatically brings the only thing the soul wants, to be one with the divine. But there is a part of us, that part of us, and there's a book written in 1984 called Up from Eden by Ken Wilber. Genius transpersonal psychology. He's really a physicist, I think. And Up from Eden, he describes the unconscious psychodynamics of the refusal to be able to let go by the ego by adopting infinite addictions as substitutes for return to the divine presence. But here's what's amazing about addictions. All addictions have a gift, and they are a four-letter word called pain. The only way out of our addictions is to recognize we're part of this greater whole, this divine field that created us and wants one thing, wants to create with us forever because there is no time. I was just watching a show on the Webb telescope. The Big Bang didn't occur, and there is no time. A positron is an electron moving backwards in time. Here's what the Casey reading said. Dimensions that we live in, the three dimensions, are not X, Y, and Z. The dimensions are really all spiritually orientated on reasons why we came into the Earth plane. They're time, space, and patience. Time isn't linear, and it's not circular. It's a measure of our understanding, depending on our ideals. In other words, oops, I don't want to do that again. Or, yes, and my soul resonates to that. Space is an understanding of relationships where we test our ideals in practice. That's why we bring our wives in. Coming into your family is done before you're ever born. That is an agreement so you can work out that which inhibits you and to be able to move forward if you decide to use your free will and wake up. So space is the understanding of relationships. So what is the spirit in which you're acting? Are we seeing this in the world right now? Yeah, we're seeing this acted out as the culmination of what sank Atlantis with the sons of Belial. If you want, I can talk about that in a little while. They destroyed themselves and they fled to Egypt. And it's written, when people say Atlantis didn't exist, I laugh.
We've got more with Dr. Tom. We're going to, I guess, go to Atlantis next with Dr. Tom, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.